Yeah. Oh, good morning. Oh, it's so nice to be with you. Today is not just any Sunday. Today is not just one more Sunday. Today is the Sunday that we come together on purpose and with purpose to love. Today is the day that someone, maybe it's you, maybe it's the person sitting next to you, has a healing, has an aha, says, oh, today is the day that love has made. The saying goes, today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Today is the day that love has made. Let us rejoice and be glad, shall we? Yes. So are you prepared for love? Are you prepared for love in a greater way? I don't know. That vibe was pretty awesome. Felt like there was all kinds of things going on in the field of energy, in the field of love. And what's so beautiful about it is we get to tap into it or not, right? Therein lies the choice. Therein is the beautiful thing about it. We get to tap into it, to connect with it, feel it, move with it, let it move me. Yes, let it move me or not. Many years ago, Fred and I were in a course and I heard words that changed my life. I was that person. I heard the words that changed my life. Do you want to know what they are? Because I really want to share them with you. Can you afford the arrogance of not knowing something, the knowing of which could transform your life? Can you afford the arrogance of not knowing something, Patty? The knowing of which, Patty, could transform your life. And I realized how arrogant I was. I realized how I was so amazing that I didn't have room to be more amazing. I realized that all the love that I had was so fabulous that I didn't actually realize that there was room for more, that there could be more, that it could be even greater. And so it was a humbling moment. And I appreciate it so much because I'm a sucker for a good love story. And there's love going on all around us in the lyrics of a song, in two beautiful lyrics that we got today, both in the meditation and just the ones that we know in that song where we couldn't hear them, but they resonated with us. Movies, books, poetry, you name it, I like it. There's a love story going on. But what I've realized over the years is the greatest love story that's going on is the greatest love story of life, and it is the love story of life. We are all in a love story. Fred didn't want to hear that I was going to talk about love stories and how much I love them, because he says, oh, Hallmark, But here's why I like it so much, and here's why I like Hallmark so much, and every predictable love story that I read, that I watch, that I see, that I view, that I get to encounter, that I get to live. And that is because in a love story like that, what's always guaranteed, always, always, is the happy ending. Love will always win. And I believe that is the truth about our love story that we are living. Love actually does always win. And sometimes we see it more and sometimes we don't. And sometimes there's those hardships, there's those rocky moments, there's those times when we butt into each other and we don't understand each other and we get confused and we think, oh, this is it, I'm over it, I'm done with love, I'm not going to do it anymore. But something always happens. Something always happens, and love gets another chance. And that's kind of like life, you know. Things happen, we're going along our happy road, and things happen, and we break up with love. And then something happens, we're going along, nothing's working, and something happens, and there's a little glimmer. There's a reminder, oh yeah, there's something else. One of the times that I learned this most was when I read the book, I don't even know the title of it, when I read the book about Cinderella, the new Cinderella. And it was this whole different story. I said, wait, I've been reading this story since I was knee-high to a duck. I know how the story goes. I know all of the parts of it, and I know all the bad people, and I know the good people. And then all of a sudden, there was this new story, and it gave me a whole different perspective about who was doing what and what came before that and what was going on around that. And all of a sudden, I said, oh, I didn't know the whole story. I didn't have the whole picture. And sometimes in my life, it's like that. I'm going along, and things are happening, and I'm wondering what the heck. And I have to remind myself, I don't possibly have the whole picture. Maybe there's other things going on that I just am not aware of. So how can I become more aware of the goodness of life? How can I become more aware of what's going on with those around me? Because A Course in Miracles tells us that every act is either an expression of love or a call for it. Every act is either an expression of love or a call for it. So when I'm missing love, and it happens, where it doesn't feel like it's so very present, I can take a deep breath and I can remember, oh, maybe there's something here that I'm not aware of within me. Within me. There's so many writings about love. I'm going to share with you as many as possible. Because Henry Miller told us, the one thing we can never get enough of is love. And the one thing we never give enough is love. And Alan Cohen writes in his book, A Deep Breath of Life. He writes about a woman who was a doctor. And she took other women in who suffered from eating disorders, who were just skin and bone. And she took these people out of the hospitals where they were. She took these women into her home and she held them. And she rocked them. And she spoke to them. And she said, I love you. I want you to live. I believe in you. I love you. And so instead of doing all of the normal medical procedure things, she did what the heart most wanted, and she connected. She connected to the very core of the being, giving and receiving love. Giving and receiving love. The results were phenomenal. But we can go back further than that. We can go to the sacred text of the Holy Bible. In Corinthians, I dwell in the household of God. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? In the teaching of Science of Mind, we teach that God is love. Yes? So let's do it again. I dwell in the household of love. Know ye not that ye are the temple of love, that the Spirit of love dwelleth in you? Know ye not that you are the temple of love, that love is being brought into the world, into expression, into experience by means of? Yeah, you. It's the time in life when I get to say you and me and me and us. We are the temple of love. Sometimes that's the good news. Always it's the good news. Sometimes we forget and we have good people around us to remind us. Paramahansa Yogananda gave us this. Develop the love of God so that I see in your eyes that you are drunk with God and not asking, when will I have God? When you ask that, you are not a devotee. The devotee says, I have him. He is listening to me. My beloved is always with me. He is moving my hands. He is digesting my food. He is gazing at me through the stars. Develop the love of God so that I see in your eyes that you are drunk with God, with love, and not asking, when will I have love? When you ask that, you are not a devotee. The devotee says, I have love. Love is listening to me. My beloved is always with me. Love is moving my hands. Love is digesting my food. Love is gazing at me through the stars. Oh, to be reminded of the presence and the power and the potential of love. You're wondering why I'm holding this in my hand? Matches. In all of our love stories in life, things don't always go as expected, do they? Sometimes things don't happen the way we anticipated them happening. When we perform this ceremony each Sunday, it is to bring in the awareness that we're all sharing in this life together. That no matter what path you're on, no matter what path you're on, it's all leading to the same place, and that we're all mingling together, that there's room for everyone. And so as my eyes are closed during this ceremony usually, but today I noticed. And not that it was necessary, but we have the opportunity when life doesn't go the way we anticipated to either let it go, or if we have the option, to do something about it. Sometimes life surprises us. Sometimes we just need to say, you know, I don't think you heard what I was saying. Let me say it again. Let me say it differently. Or sometimes we're going to say, I didn't hear that. It didn't feel like what I think you were trying to say to me. Just playing a little peekaboo. Sometimes we have to be the one to say, the candle didn't get lit. What's mine there? Sometimes we're given a gift. The gift is self-awareness. The gift is being able to say, oh, wait, that used to be me. I would have behaved that way in the past. Yes, I would have taken that attitude in the past, but there's a new me. Remember, it's a brand new day. This is the day that love has made. How do I want to show up and be? And so, I might have to say, that didn't come out the way I expected. That didn't come out the way I intended. Can we revisit that? Can we return to love? In those silly movies, there's usually somebody that will have some great awareness and go, oh, I didn't know. There was something else there. I didn't know. But it takes the willingness, doesn't it, to say, oh. And maybe have a little egg on my face. But the beauty of having egg on my face is that love will cleanse it. Love will be that thing. Are y'all familiar with who Alex Trebek is? You might live in a cave. Alex Trebek was on the cover of the Science of Mind magazine in January because he is a practicing religious scientist. His wife is a practitioner at the North Hollywood Center. His story of how he's facing his illness, of what he's going through, is very inspiring. But the reason that I bring it up is what he says about it. In that interview that he had, Alex says the source of his strength is the unwavering love and support from Jean Trebek, his wife of 29 years, and their children, as well as the tremendous outpouring of care from devoted fans. The source of his strength is the unwavering love that he experiences. Now, I can relate to this. The source of my strength is love. The unwavering love that I receive, that I experience, and the gift that it is to share love. You know, I've been a love junkie all my life. I have always been a fan of love. And when I realized, can I afford the arrogance of not knowing something, the knowing of which could transform my entire life, and I realized that I had been like this the entirety of my life up until that point. Give me love, I'm all about the love, give me love, give me love, give me love, I really want the love, give me more love, what's it look like, I want more of your love. And then I realized, I had this transforming moment when I realized that the love that I gave, that the love that I shared, that the love that came through me would transform my life far more than what I was receiving in. That the act of giving love opened me up to receiving far more love than I ever knew possible. I thought it was really, 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 I thought it was bring me more people to give me more love from them. I did not realize that it was about me giving love so that I would expand as love and have the capacity for more love. Oh, Patty. And it wasn't that, you know, somebody didn't tell me. They probably did. But we always hear what we can hear when we can hear it. Trusting someone to love you can be excruciating when you've been hurt, when you've experienced all of those things that feel and look unlike love. Trusting someone to love you can be the biggest, biggest thing you've ever done. So I'm not belittling that. I'm not taking that lightly. It's huge. What I'm offering is be willing to be willing. Be willing to be willing to be willing to let love in. Be willing to be willing. Louise Hay said, and we should all believe her, you don't have to earn the right to be loved. You are loved right now. And everyone in this room can rest assured that you are loved right now. You are loved right now, just the way you are. The great poet Rumi reminds us, love is the cure. Love is the cure for your pain, will keep giving birth to more pain until your eyes constantly exhale love as effortlessly as your body yields its scent. Oh, doesn't he say it so beautifully? In the science of mind, we believe that God is inherent in all of creation. In the science of mind, we continuously teach that God is love. Love is inherent in all creation. Love is already inherent in each and every one of us. If God is love, as we proclaim, And love is inherent in each and every one of us. We don't need to go searching for it, do we? Not out there, although it is fun to encounter it. And I was stunned to go to my old dictionary, old, hard book dictionary, and look up love. And how much of that definition that I found in that book was about romanticism. And my at one time, that would have been exactly where I was at. That would have been, oh yes, that makes sense for me. But my idea of love has expanded so much since then that I realize that love is something far greater than any one definition. Love is something far greater than any one idea, than any one articulation of it. Love, we've been saying for a couple of weeks, I've been saying for a couple of weeks and reminding us all that love is a verb and a noun and a pronoun and an adjective. Love is inclusive of all. My question becomes, how do I want to know love? How do I want to share love? How do I want to experience love? How do I want to rely upon love? And that's really what it comes down to for me. Will I rely upon the power and the presence and the authority of love in my life in a greater and greater and greater way? And so that in those moments, I don't find myself completely lost. There's still a little opening. And when there's a little opening, love will be the light. Love will penetrate every opening. It will become the opening. All right, so it's another reason why it's a special Sunday. And it's part of our love story. It's the love story that we share. Don't make me cry, Rosie. So a year ago, y'all welcomed me into your love story. A year ago, we got to say yes. A year ago, I joined this family. And I have to say how much I love being here. How much loving here has opened my heart, has opened my experience of what love can look like. I had pretty great love. And just as I'm always reminded, there was more. There was more than I could have imagined. I really didn't know that love could be so good. And what I love about that is that I really know I've only barely touched it. I've only barely touched it because love, like God, is infinite. Love, like God, as God, is eternal and ever expanding. And that love continues to develop and grow in us, as us, in this life that we're sharing, in this love story that we're all a part of. So one gracious and enduring fact remains in the study of love and life. And that is that there is a true ascension of love. The more I understand it, the more I experience it, the more I express it, the greater it becomes. The ascension of love continues. So our love story has had a chapter, and there's another chapter coming. The love stories that we all have going on in our lives have had chapters, and there's another chapter. There's another chapter to our love. and let's mindfully engage in it. Let's be that love. So today is a very special day. It's the day for love. It's the day for each of us to know love in a greater way. Today is the day for us to proclaim and to know and to claim that love is who we are. Today is the day to let love. And so, shall we let love? Shall you know that you're loved? Say yes.
Yes.
Shall you love in a greater way? Say yes.
Yes.
Shall we allow love to transform us?
Yes.
Thank you. And so it is.